Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprint on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. I'll be with you for the next hour. And before we go into tonight's guests, actually, we have two guests with us tonight. I want to let you know that tomorrow evening we will have Jim Mars with us. Also on Thursday, George Green will be making a second appearance on the show, and he's going to be leaving the country for the whole month of August, so we're fortunate enough to squeak him in before he takes off for other parts of the continent. And Friday, as usual, we are going to have Jim Murray on. Tonight's show is going to actually start off with a surprise guest. One half of the two-part publishers, editors of the Idaho Observer. I don't know if this is the better half. It's one of the halves, Mr. Don Harkins. And also, we had scheduled Tom James from Hemp USA for the full show. Tom was gracious enough to permit Don to come on the show tonight and deliver a very important message. We're tracking some things that are going on around the planet, and Don felt very strongly that he would like to get this message out, this being August the 5th on the West Coast and August the 6th on the East Coast. There's not much time for this message. So with that, I welcome to the show my editor and publisher at the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins. Good evening, Don.
Well, good evening, Don, and thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate also being given this opportunity, because time is certainly of the essence with what I'm about to say.
Okay, and then I'll let you tongue wrestle with our second guest, Tom James, who was nice enough to give you at least half the show tonight. Tom, welcome.
I'm hoping that both of us are not equipped to tongue wrestle through the phone line.
Well, you can't arm wrestle over the phone, so.
Thanks for having me on, and I'll be glad to let Don on anytime he wants to be.
Well, hey, that's really very kind of you, and I, especially, I suppose, considering the gravity of what I'm about to say, I very much appreciate that, and that is, let me just get right down to it. A couple of weeks ago, we were putting out the July edition of the paper, and a gentleman that we'd almost met a couple of different times but never had quite met was in the North Idaho area, and he decided that he was going to see us this weekend, and it didn't matter that we were doing the final editing on the paper. He had to see us, and he assured us that what it was important enough. So a doctor named, a naturopathic physician from Ogden, Utah, named A. Truott, or Dr. Truott, came up, and we had heard of him before. There's a couple of people in our circles that really appreciate his work and found him to be a good person, and so based on that reputation, we came into it with open arms, and it was indeed camaraderie as soon as he walked into our place here in North Idaho. And he laid out, he said, "Boy, Don, have I got a scoop for you." And about an hour later or so, I didn't feel as if I'd just been given a scoop. It was his way of giving me, I think, what is likely the most important set of circumstances that is about to befall the humans on this planet, and indeed the other animals and everybody on this planet. And that was by stating that he believes that the next global influenza pandemic is going to be delivered via the 2008 Olympic Games through experimental vaccines that have only been experimented on in humans. They've never been gone through lab testing. They're not available in the public. So there's no public domain, public information disclosure. There's no package inserts. There's just not much for us to go on except for what we know to be true with regard to some of the evidence that's been left in published science with regard to the development of the 1918, quote, Spanish flu that was found in 1997 and has been bioengineered. Actually, the genome was mapped. It took a supercomputer 6 years to map the genome, and in 2005 it was done, and they've been messing with it ever since to further weaponize this material. And now I want everybody to understand that the whole bird flu thing and SARS and just bugs in general, we don't really believe in the germ theory of disease. We believe in the disease theory of germs. In other words, opportunistic organisms like bacteria, their job is to turn dead stuff into soil. And it's unfortunate if it's in your body, but nevertheless, that's what it does. And they're pleomorphic. They change shape. They're not what we think they are. So to have a vaccine against smallpox or a vaccine against this thing or the flu or that thing, it's a fraud from the get-go, because germs don't cause disease. Disease causes germs. We've had it backwards the whole time. And this gave rise to the medical model that we now use, where you employ some kind of a weapon to kill a germ attacker. And a holistic approach to health is the way to go forward in life. You reestablish balances and bad bugs don't get you. Just like in your garden, if you have really healthy plants, the bugs don't get them. It's really very similar. And so what we're talking about here is not a bug of natural origin, because bugs of natural origin epidemiologically play themselves out. They always do, because they're subject to living and dying and decaying, just like everything else on this planet that's natural to the universe. And so they are naturally self-limiting. But the 1918 Spanish flu virus, which is badly named, actually, because it started at Fort Riley, Kansas, when a bunch of soldiers were inoculated or vaccinated and then sent to Spain, where they were given some training and they were subjected to the mustard gas and things like that that they were going to be facing in the trenches of World War One. And the ship that they were stuffed into was really overcrowded. They had a miserable voyage. Many of them got sick along the way because of the vaccine they had received. They went through training. They then deployed these poor sick bastards and sent them out into the field where they got sick and died and spread stuff all over the world. And ultimately, it depends on which estimate that you believe, that somewhere between, and I've heard it as low as 4, but let's say between 20 and 100 million people worldwide died of the, quote, Spanish flu, which really should have been called the Fort Riley flu. So they exhumed that particular bug and mapped it out, and they've given it a couple of amazing little attributes since that time. Now, one of the things that made it such a special bug at the time, and I'm using that term almost ludicrously, because really it's a bioengineered vaccine, and what they delivered into people even in 1918 was rather sophisticated. But if you think bioengineering was sophisticated in 1918, you ain't seen nothing until you come to 2008. But they, this particular organism, I'm not even sure if we can call it that anymore, is particularly lethal in people in the prime of their life, between 15 and say 34, 35 years old. Now, children and older people, this virus, this thing, is not as lethal, which should send chills down through everybody's spine, because that defies conventional wisdom with regard to even the disease theory of germs, in that ordinarily people who are unhealthy or immunologically weak are the ones who are more likely to experience severe symptoms of an illness, whatever it is. But here, people in the prime of their life are more vulnerable to this particular infection. And we have it on fairly good authority. This is the aspect of it that's rather hard to nail down. But we believe that there are at least 100 million doses of this experimental, not available to the public vaccine. And the only people that can buy it are governments, and that we can see now in advance of the Olympics, as they're being whooped up right now, that there's all sorts of issues with this Olympics. The equine events have been moved to Hong Kong, which is a significant distance away, because of equine diseases that were found in China, and they didn't have very good animal importation facilities there or something. But Hong Kong has a very active racing industry, so they moved the equine events there. And now in July 22nd or so, a couple of dead birds have been found in Hong Kong. So we can see that aspect of things is beginning to shape up also. There's been a couple of cases of bird flu reported in and around Beijing. Now, one would think that they would be more interested in squelching those things, but instead they're reporting them. It's just more hysteria seems to be developing all the time around this Olympics on this bird flu issue. And now, you may have noticed that I've jumped from Spanish flu to bird flu, but the bird flu is H5N1, and the Spanish flu is H7N3, and I can't even pronounce exactly what the H's and the N's are, and I can't remember them exactly, but that's a balance of proteins that determine a signature for a certain flu virus. And so, as you can see, they're not very different here. And when you're dealing with people who are bioengineering stuff, they really don't care whether their vaccine matches an illness or not, because they know ultimately that the whole concept is a fraud. And in fact, there's the same thing with smallpox vaccine. And the various flu vaccines, almost every year, they put three different flu strains into a vaccine, and people get this stuff, and it turns out that those strains aren't even the ones circulating. But they don't care. It happens year after year after year, because they know the whole thing's a fraud, and as long as they can get you to believe it and stand in line to roll up your arm, everything's groovy. But now we have what we think are probably 100 million or so doses of this avian flu vaccine. Most of the drugs, and it very much the drug components that are put into drugs that are sold to Americans, are manufactured in China these days. The new avian flu virus vaccine is reportedly, the most recent batches are cultured in human kidney tissue, and China has a very large population or resource bank for various types of tissue, just because of the value that the Chinese government places on the lives of its citizenry. So we have right now a rather interesting set of circumstances. We have a fully weaponized vaccine that I believe was reconstituted from the 1918 Spanish flu. They're calling it avian flu vaccine. And now what we have is Beijing. Beijing is one of the most polluted cities in the whole world. It's made the top 10 list several times. I think for political purposes it's been removed here. You look at pictures over the last 8 years since Beijing was chosen for this Olympics, and you don't see a whole bunch of progress. And in fact, a lot of data has been skewed. A lot of things have been prettied up to make it seem like it's going to be healthy and fine there, but the endurance events are already, people are predicting to get very ill. Some are predicted to die. Same thing with spectators. What people are breathing in Beijing, with 2.5 billion tons of coal being emitted every year, millions of cars and their CO2, NOx, NO2, emissions, is a mixture that people are going to be breathing there that is going to diminish their immune function. I suspect there are going to be a couple of bird flu cases, and my guess is that people are going to be required to get a vaccine before they hop on a plane to go home, and what better opportunity to deliver a global flu pandemic than in this way. And it's a rather intense scenario. We wrote it up on pages 16 and 17 in the July edition of the Idaho Observer. And there is also available a DVD presentation by Dr. Truot, which is available, and I really suggest that everybody get a copy of it. I think I may have sent one to Don already. Have you gotten that, Don?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't gotten my, this month's paper either.
Okay. So, boy, you should have by now. But it fills in many more of the details. I've just tried to, for the sake of this show and the time that I have allotted here, attempted to kind of frame this thing so that people could get the urgency of what I'm saying. And now, it's difficult for me because I'm a newspaper guy, and it's always safer and, indeed, in most cases, more appropriate to just report the news. Something happened, and you report that. That's how you maintain at least this veneer of objectivity of what's going on around you. But in this case, I decided that even if I'm wrong, which I hope I am, it doesn't look like I am. And the way things are shaping up, it looks like things are being supported here. My wife Ingrid and I have been into this material, the epidemiological stuff, the bioengineering of virulent sort of strains of bugs that they inject into people under the guise of their medicine, for a long time. And all of these things really fit together, and particularly when you do Truot's two or so hour presentation, it really, you'll get the urgency. In fact, talking to him, he said, you know, Don, in June of 2001, at that time Bill Cooper was still alive. Maybe some of your listeners know who William Cooper was, the author of Behold a Pale Horse and a shortwave radio personality for many, many years, and a very, very intense fellow, very well-informed guy. And he asked Truot to have this guy on his show, and it was in June of 2001, and the guy came on and said that the Twin Towers are going to fall from a controlled demolition, a lot of people are going to die, and the government did it, and they're going to blame Arabs. And he thought the guy was whacked. And so after the show, he didn't follow up on it, he didn't tell anybody, and a couple months later, look what happened. And so Truot just felt that that was the warning call, that he needs to pay attention, and he's been dogged on this material. He's connected a lot of dots here, and he just feels the same way we do, that it's, well, actually, he encouraged us to feel the same way he does, and we saw the urgency in his voice, we saw the veracity of what he had to say, and again, when you see the political things that are developing all around us with regard to the Olympics, Musharraf just said that he wouldn't even go to the Olympics, probably some issues going on in his home country, plus political pressure from the United States. Iran's not going because it refuses to bow to UN sanctions and stuff, and on and on and on. All these things are set up. The Tibetan people that held a demonstration and a bunch of cops died day before yesterday or yesterday. I mean, all these things are really lining this Olympics up to be something other than peacefully cooperating peoples of the world engaging in sport. There's a lot more things happening here, and I just want everybody to know. Spread this information far and wide. If you want to get a hold of the DVD, the most expedient way to do it would be to go to $1DVDproject.com. It's a gentleman named Ron Neal in Texas. He also got the urgency of what we're doing here. We sent to him copies of Truot's DVD. Plus, there's another one, too, called The Trial of the Century, which is his explanation of the war on the American people through cancer, which is a Rockefeller creation. And he goes into some rather tremendous detail on that. But it's a very worthwhile thing, and you need to get it out to as many people as possible, talk to about as many people as possible, because if we're going to avert this disaster that has been planned and has been going forward for a decade now, then it's going to take some major, major public awareness to get these guys to abort. And then if they do abort, I'm in kind of an interesting position. People could just as easily claim that there never was such a plan. And I just have to take that lump, I guess. I'd rather be wrong here than right and not tell everybody how I feel.
Often just getting the message out there, Don, causes them to pause for a moment, and that could be enough to thwart it. I have two questions for you quickly here.
Sure.
Without giving away everything that's in the DVD, of course, we want to get this information.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. There's no secrets here. We want her out. I'll answer as truthfully and as fully as I can.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Truat was able to disclose to you how he got the information, from whom he got it, and was he able to check multiple sources for the background on this, or is it just someone he implicitly trusts that brought
the information? Well, no, Don, it's like your work. You don't wake up one morning and go, oh my gosh, these people are monsters, and you know everything about them. You have a clue here, a hunch there, and you begin piecing things together, and that's really what he's done over the last several years, and it absolutely dovetails with the work that Ingrid and I have done as well, or the research that we're aware of, or the news stories that we can bring into this as part of the matrix of deceit that the entire medical paradigm really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start putting all these little pieces together, the picture begins to unfold, and you can see that what has happened here is the perfect storm for the delivery of an influenza pandemic has arrived. And then here's another thing. This is interesting. It's esoteric, I suppose, but it's numerologically significant. In China, the number 8 is a rather powerful number. It's completion and destiny and all these things. These Olympics, which, by the way, they were given the franchise of this Olympics on the 29th of August in 2000, so this is 8 years ago, and it is going to be beginning on 8-8-0-8, and just to add a couple extra eights, the opening ceremonies, and I'm not kidding, you can look it up on the web, you can look it up, you know, a dozen different places, is 8-0-8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So
that message is traveling the internet and all
sure.
The
sure. And so now it could be simple. You know, we have a friend up here whose daughter, amazingly, is going to be marrying a Chinese guy, and their their wedding is going to be on 8-0-8. So it just, I think that just adds weight to the significance of the eight numbers to Chinese people. I would bet that he probably chose the date. And so that is there. So we've got 5/8 lined up here. We've got the entire world is showing up in Beijing. We've got an air quality here that is more accurately described as a plasma matrix for the efficient delivery of immunosuppressed individuals into the loving arms of vaccinators. And then they're going to carry this horrible thing to the far corners of the world as everybody stands in line, rolls up their sleeves, and gets one so they can travel home.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other aspect I briefly wanted to mention, you mentioned protein, and I'm presuming that there's probably some sort of a protein-like shell that inhibits our immune system from dealing with the virus as it stands. And there have been numerous reports over the past few years about this experimental testing going on with prison populations. They do that here in the United States, so why wouldn't the Chinese do that? And I'm also very suspicious of how they get their organs for their organ bank. There are political prisoners, some of a religious nature, who have been murdered, some say in the millions. And those organs are probably being sold to markets around the world. They could just as easily inject those organs, which are going to be sold on the market, whether they're eyeballs or spleens,
sure,
and livers and kidneys. They could inject those organs with the same virus. So there's no telling what could go on. And then let's consider food. food, the food coming from China is not safe as it is right now.
Right.
And we've had numerous examples. I'm not even going to go into the toy thing because I think a lot of that is just hype and propaganda. There may be some validity to it. I haven't, I don't buy Chinese toys and I don't know anyone who does, but, you know, I know a lot of people that still shop at Walmart, and people
sure.
need to begin taking a stand. There are things that we can do to stop this from happening in a lot of ways. Economic pressure does wonders. And,
sure. Well, I want to mention one more thing, and then I really need to give Tom his time back. But this is all being done with the cooperation and the sponsorship of the U.S. government and various pharmaceutical companies, and particularly Sanofi Pasteur, which is a French company that has production facilities in China and the United States, and which is also really the next generation IG Farben. It's the ascendancy is obvious. I mean, there's no real separation there. So we're dealing with the same horrible human beings that delivered us a lot of misery in World War II, and they've just not really stopped their efforts to go forward to, I guess, diminish the population. And that's unfortunately also something that all the leaders of this world have in common, is they're all, I believe, beginning to think that the herd, you and I, is too numerous, and so they all have an interest in thinning the ranks, or culling the herd, as it will.
Well, as I've mentioned and advised beforehand on other shows, I welcome them to stand first in line. You know, lead by example.
Well, apparently President Bush is going to be in Beijing for the opening ceremonies, which are going to be quite elaborate. And it's very politically supercharged, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can expect some fireworks. Also, this is going to be the most televised Olympics ever. There is going to be most of the cameras, or I think maybe even all the cameras, are HDTV. So it's going to be not only extremely well covered, but it's also going to be, you're going to be able to see everything. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I do have a feeling that a lot of people need to be out there with energy on avoiding what I believe is a planned catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's coincidental in a sense. Tom James, who is waiting patiently.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom. I tried to spit it out as quick as I could.
Yeah, believe me, I am not offended. I am happy that you're on, and what a thing to bring. I mean, this is a shocker. It's frightening, actually.
Well, it's like for all the marbles, I think.
Yeah, wow.
Well, Tom is into the holistic foods area. Of course, you know that he carries the Hemp USA product line,
mm-hmm.
and he's into some other areas now that are approaching the topic that you brought to
us. Actually, you're right.
Would you tell us quickly about that, Tom?
Yeah, I'll just for a minute. I will.
No, please. We have
100% micro plant powder, which literally has a negative charge on it to remove toxins from the body, unlike anything that's out there today. And what's amazing is, at this time and juncture in time, people are going to need this product, I think, more so than ever, to pull toxins from their body, heavy metals, you know, anything that's maybe genetically modified, or viruses or mutations, or like you were talking about before, about the polymorphic bacteria. I believe this plant has the ability to remove it. Because of the negative charge, most toxins in the human body are positive, so it becomes like magnetized to it. And then it comes out the, you know, the old gateway.
Well, and, you know, that's for sure. Is that,
you know, and I just think it would be an outstanding product for people that want to really, truly detoxify. I haven't found a product yet that works like this. And it'll be available, you know, probably within less than 30 days. We're packaging it right now.
The timing could be fairly impeccable.
Yeah, yeah. So just so you know, it cleans and scours the digestive and elimination tracts. And after 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks, your colon and digestive tract are clean to absorb nutrients. Most people that are walking around are just ridden with toxins. And they could barely, you know, they're big fat and they're starving themselves to death.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Their colons are covered with this stuff that's a consistency of tire rubber. Doesn't
exactly.
Really allow for the proper access to the nutritional value.
Exactly, and this will literally melt down and scrape away that tire rubber in a very short period of time and take away arthritis pain. We have 100% people that checked out, their pain is gone. So I just think it's quite an amazing time. And I really have to say one more thing, Don. This is a plant that grows in fresh water. I have the best plant on land, hemp. Out of 3 million edible food plants, hemp is the number one nutritional food plant. I believe this micro plant powder that comes from a natural product from freshwater microscopic plants is the answer in the water. So we've got the two best, the best for the water and the best for the land wrapped up in one.
I'll definitely get a hold of you. I don't want to take up a lot of radio time with this, but we'll be in touch because that's definitely
okay.
in our area of interest for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Don, I want to thank you for coming on the show and delivering this solemn message. And you're going to be on next Monday, the 11th. So,
right. So we'll have a couple of days of the Olympics under our belt. We'll have a little bit broader and more hands-on perspective, and we'll just see how things develop, Don.
Okay, and I want to encourage everyone out there to subscribe to the Idaho Observer. You can call 208-255-2307. They're on the West Coast time zone, and what is it, maybe 9 to 5 is your normal hours for...
Well, yeah, it's a 24-7 operation, but we prefer if people don't call before 8.
Okay, so let's say 9 o'clock,
nine to five
West Coast time. And I want to encourage everyone to check out the $1 DVD. That address again, Don, is?
Yeah, you can go to $1DVDProject.com. And the guy there, his name is Ron Neal. He's a great guy. All the DVDs go out for a buck each. So you can get as many as you want. And also, everybody's encouraged to duplicate themselves. So we don't have a lot of time, so we can appreciate the help. I think that we're making headway already, and a lot of people are aware that there's going to be problems here, and people are responding. So we haven't had very much in the way of negative feedback at all. People are they're getting it, just like we did. And when you understand the way things are unfolding on the world stage right now, you can see that what we have here, that the only way to call it, it's a perfect storm. And we're going to have to do something to change a couple of those weather conditions.
Well, you mentioned dovetailing of research, and I have to add that my current research, and you know what that is,
sure.
Is dovetailing into this very story. And it's sort of in a creepy way. But
I can imagine.
But this will be out in the next edition of the Idaho Observer, and we'll leave it for the readers to find out.
Okay. Well, very good.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and take my windbag off this line. And
okay.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity. Tom, it's been really great making your acquaintance, too. And,
yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the free subscription to the Idaho Observer. I love it. Thank you.
you're welcome. Anything else I can do for you, just let me know.
Well, say hello to Ingrid. Give her our best, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Good night, guys, and thanks again.
All right.
God bless.
That was Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer. Tom, we're going to take just a short pause here, and we'll be right back. So, folks, don't go away. You're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. The Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we're back with our next segment of Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And we welcome back to the show Mr. Tom James from HempUSA.org. I bet you didn't know I
could talk. Thanks for having me,
friend. Pleasure. Pleasure to have
you. I am very, very happy to be here, of course. You know, I love being on your show.
Well, I love having you on my show, and let's not dribble over each other, okay? Or drool.
Okay. Well, I've always done new product that's going to be mixed with the hemp. It can be used along with the hemp, but I'm excited about it because there's so many people that are toxic, and they just have tried so many methods of detoxifying. I really think this is the answer. I never say there's a silver bullet, but this could be it, man. It's exciting. We've had like 100% of the people are responding to it. 100% natural healing with this. I mean, and you know what the nice thing about this? When you start cleaning out the colon and you start messing with the digestive tract, you affect most of the time the body flora. And you affect the B12 and the vitamin K that's produced by the stomach. And this doesn't affect any of it. It leaves everything natural. Anything that's positive, that's toxic, will be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just exciting. And it literally goes through your body like a magnet, pulling everything out in a very short period of time. And people will feel the energy and the difference and a sense of well-being. And imagine mixing that with a hemp shake, Don.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Tom, you were describing to me how you were going through a detox program.
Yes.
And it's important for people to know that there's a certain path to follow, that it's not, you don't just stick your feet in a pan of liquid and expect everything to come out.
No, exactly. It's like peeling an onion. We have different layers of toxins that have to be broken through. And if your kidneys and your liver aren't ready to filter that kind of dead parasites and toxins that come out of your body and heavy metals, then you're going to be in big trouble if you can't handle the detox. So
mm-hmm.
You have to really get your body ready when it comes to your liver and kidneys and all of your filtering organs. They have to be up to par.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be worked on first, and then, of course, you work with your funguses, then you work with your different levels, and you peel away these things. And each and every week or month that goes by, you see you see quite a bit of difference in your health. Because it takes, you know, look, we're alive 50, 60 years. You got to figure it's going to take one good year of detox to get rid of seven bad. That's the average. One good year of detox gets rid of 7 years.
Well, it takes the human body something like 7 years just to completely regenerate itself. So you can imagine that while you're regenerating, if you're still taking in toxins, you've got to go through that whole process too.
Yeah, you know, plus we're still fighting mycotoxins, the spraying of the air, the spraying of our chemicals in the food, the waters, you know, and all the fruits and vegetables we're eating with chemicals on them. We're fighting it on a daily basis, you know? So that's why I recommend the hemp. Let me tell you, I put it this way to a guy. If you take a tablespoon of hemp, you could compare that to 2 tubfuls of salad, talking about nutrients, because our soils are so lacking of nutrients.
Yeah,
we are lacking nutrients in our soil for years. We don't even have enough silica. It's like 1/3 of the silica as it was 20 years ago. And it's horrifying. So I highly recommend, if people want to change their health, get something that has all the nutrition in it, that's the most densely nutrient plant in the world, hemp. And I would also recommend that microplant powder, which I'm coming out with within a month, and you could mix it in, and you will have a dynamite smoothie that could change your life. Because not only are you going to clean and scrape the colon and digestive tract of all the toxins, you're now going to feed it the most densely nutrient plant nutrients in the world. So, I mean, it's a kicker. It's like, I don't know, this is going to be, I'm going to have to label these shakes something. We're going to have to come up with a name. Because it's going to put people in outer space. It's going to really change their life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
last night, on last night's show, Tom, I had Dr. Actually, he goes by Dr. B. Sirius. And Dr. B himself is a holistic health practitioner. And he has been studying parasites. And you mentioned parasites a couple of minutes ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He talked about the frequencies that they operate under, and that they communicate with each other, and that if you introduce a certain substance into the body, and it's a substance that they don't like, they have ways of communicating, and they weather the storm, so to speak. Now, there are certain elements that they can't overcome, and so.
Correct.
There's a process to how you go about that. You have to determine what they are, and he listed the more common ones, but it was just fascinating the results that he's getting from this. And I talked to him.
Everything is a frequency. A rock has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We're all electrical, and we all have frequencies. And Royal Rife, about 100 years ago, figured out all the frequencies that would kill every parasite in the human body. He figured out the frequency. So I thought it's pretty amazing, and I actually do that treatment, biofeedback. But you know what I'm talking about with this microplant powder about killing parasites? It's done in a mechanical way.
Mm-hmm.
Because this microplant powder is microscopically almost as hard as a diamond. And when it gets near a parasite, it literally cuts it to pieces. And
does it cut glass?
They cannot be immune to it. Yeah, it's done on a microscopic level. But it just destroys them and cuts them to pieces, and you evacuate them.
So, I was asking
they can never
you. Does
be immune to this. And this is 100% natural. You could never overdo it. You could do 4 or 5 tablespoons a day if you wanted to. It would never hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you don't need in the amount of silica, your body's just going to, you know, reject it. So you can never overdo it. But the amazing thing is they can't get by. And the hardest ones to kill are in the gut and the digestive tract. Because when you try to kill them with many zappers and things like that, it does damage to the flora. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Yeah. He was describing that same scenario.
And the Lactobacillus and the other ones, when you do that, you also really take away the vitamin K and the B12 that are so very hard to get in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And taking the microplant powder will never affect the levels of the flora in the stomach. So this is just a mind-blowing product. I cannot wait to get you your sample.
Well, I can't either.
Your toilet bowl is going to thank you.
Yeah. Now, not everyone has got a tapeworm, or I think he was talking about some strange flukes even. But
flukes are very, very big now in the schools. Did you know that?
Yeah. I've been hearing that from various sources. I know people still in
cells in organs, mainly the liver. They're called mm-hmm. liver flukes.
Yes.
And things like people need this microplant powder now. I just can't. I can't wait till I get it. I really can't, because it's so needed. It has a negative charge to remove positive toxins. I mean, how can you get anything better than that in the Bible? And you can't overdo it. It doesn't hurt the flora and the stomach. It could never hurt a human being. And it's absolutely devastating to all types of positively charged toxins and parasites.
Mm-hmm. Ourselves at risk by what we eat, and
sure.
It's going to take people a while to come to the point where they finally make a decision as to whether or not they're going to consider stop eating dead material. And when you're eating an animal, you know, it could be fresh chicken, and people like the taste of chicken, and they like the taste of hamburger, and they, you know, there are ways to cook animal material, meat, and even poultry, but all of these food sources are turning up to have excessive amounts of one type of toxin or another. Fish, it's mercury, you have the issue with certain kinds of pork. If pork isn't cooked properly, people develop different types of worms, and then you're dealing with meat that is not even being inspected. You know, they
right.
bring a truckload of meat in from the south of the border, and they spend 30 to 60 seconds inspecting the whole load, and they're through. Now, how can you properly test food for safety, for parasites, for some kind of putrefaction and disease? You can't do it in that amount of time.
No. Hey, I'll tell you, Don, most of the people that I put on the biofeedback have food poisoning. Most of the last 20 people I've treated have food poisoning.
Hmm.
And most of them are suffering from a high sugar level. They have a sugar issue, which could turn into diabetes, and many of them have parasites and funguses and bacteria and viruses. I mean, it comes up, you know?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's to the point now, you know, even Dr. B said this last night, you're going to meet somebody and they're going to hold out their hand to shake it, and he says, my suggestion anymore is just bow like they do in the Orient. Just to give them a polite bow.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it seems very heartless and impolite, but he said you can't tell where people's hands have been, and people just don't take care of themselves.
Well, how about people that let their dogs lick them after they lick their butts, and they have parasites and eggs, and that's how they. Most people that have pets are loaded with parasites. Did you know that?
Well,
loaded with them.
Those that don't take care of their pets.
Yeah, but pets just, believe it or not, have, that's true too. Yeah, they have to take care of their pets. Oh, by the way, if I could say this, Don, the microplant powder is incredible for pets. It'll deworm them in a day.
Well,
okay?
See, there's a solution.
Yeah. Now, can I read something thing that I wrote?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick.
Is this from one of your brochures, or?
Yeah. This is the newest brochure that's not even on the web yet. But I just wanted to, the microplant powder has a negative charge and is a microscopically hard substance. On the hardness scale, where diamonds are a 9, microplant powder is a 7. This is very important, because as those millions of microscopic negatively charged cylinders pass through the small and large intestine, they scrub the walls of the intestines and colon. After only a few weeks of taking microplant powder, the intestine wall is no longer coated with mucus and mold, but clean. The advantages of this are several. Regular bowel movements. This is the number one comment everyone makes about the microplant powder. A healthier colon, that's especially important as we get older. A clean, healthy colon keeps away polyps, cancers, and ulcers, right? And many are spending thousands of dollars to get colonics to do the same thing that the microplant powder does. So many users report increased energy and needing less sleep, and this is a result of all the food and nutrients that are taken in and being better absorbed into the bloodstream. With a coated colon, many nutrients are never absorbed, like we talked earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing thing that I happen to blend it in with the hemp, and people can just mix it in with a hemp shake. It's tasteless, and it's odorless, and it's a white powder. Can you imagine that?
Well, now, how much of this, what is a dose of it in terms of,
just like hemp, a heaping tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix it in any liquid you want. I would just prefer it in my, when I get mine, I'm going to just mix it in my my smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't even know it's there. But it'll go to work on me. The moment you take it, it goes to work on the positively charged toxins that are in the body. And I just think people are just going to be overwhelmed, and they're going to just be calling me, and like they do with the hemp, it's going to be even worse, I think. But it's going to be very positive for people that take this product. It's going to change their life, and there's no doubt in my mind. And they're going to feel wonderful. They're going to feel it within the first week. Absolute feel a change in their life. So it's just the freshwater food-grade microplant powder that's going to change their life and detoxify them. And we need that in America today, terribly needed.
Yes. Now, the importance of that, too, is while all this detoxification is going on, one is going to experience a more robust immune system.
Oh, absolutely.
And so as these killer bugs start coming around, and we're not trying to scare anyone. We're just trying to point out that this is a pretty real topic. This has been going on. I had Dr. Larry Wayne Harris on Evident Footprints over a year ago, and he talked about this very thing. He is a microbiologist, wrote the book called Biological Warfare. In fact, I have that book posted on my website, on my books page. And he related stories in real time of folks that he studied with in medical school, and they're in foreign countries now, and they're sending him emails telling him this is on the way and we're about to release this. This is a worldwide plot that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself what level of insanity one has to reach for their own greed and their own heartlessness. I mean this is insanity. We're talking about pure psychopathy. These people are psychotic.
Oh.
And let's not even bring up ego. It's you know, as far as they're concerned, they are the only ones that have the right to be on this planet. Well, I beg to differ, and I think many of the listening audience is going to feel the same way, except for the agents that are listening in, of course. But, you know, they're people too. Maybe they'll change.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
we can always hope that they'll see the light. But, you know, this is an issue of frequency. And everything that's being done to us on this planet is an attempt to drive our mean frequency to the lowest level, just to keep us unconscious, to keep us unaware or apathetic or compliant, in to use their words. And we are creative beings, and we were created as sovereign beings. And that's the truth of how we were created. So any piece of paper that they can come up with doesn't undo that fact. And all this chemtrail spraying in the world is not going to change the fact that we are still sovereign beings. Mm-hmm. And we will come up with more solutions. So I'm anxious to try this. I'm anxious to see people get it and start using it and reap the rewards and the benefits of it. And if it does what you say it's going to do, then there will be a lot of happy people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in terms of ordering this, if someone were to order this tomorrow, what can they expect on delivery time? Because there are some people that are in dire straits right now.
I know. I've gotten a lot of orders already. I would probably say probably within 30 days they can probably get delivery. But if they put their order in now, I probably will be sold out the first week. That's what happens with the hemp oil every time I get it. But if they want to call me at 908-691-2608, place an order, they just have to be willing to wait 3 to 4 weeks. Or they can go to hempusa.org, too, and I think that'll be up in the next day or so, the order, because we're just putting it up with the webmaster tonight or this week.
Okay.
You know? But I would say it would have to be that long, because we're going to be shipping from California on that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I have you on the show again on the 21st of this month. And maybe by then you'll be able to give us a good idea as to the availability. You know,
absolutely, yeah. Well, I know they're going to hopefully be shipping it out Friday, and we just set up the new shipper in Central California to ship all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take another, you know, maybe about 3 weeks, you know, to play it safe, and if not, maybe sooner, you know?
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll keep me updated if I hear anything from you in between, you know, your next visit on Evident Footprints. I'll be sure to deliver the message.
Oh,
how's
absolutely.
That?
Yeah, absolutely.
And anyone that's considering getting a hold of the product, now you are going to have something posted within the next day or two on your website so that they can go read about it and see it for themselves and find out.
Yeah, I'd say in the next day or so. He might have put part of it up tonight. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've been with you, you know, so I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, it's been a busy time, and there's a lot going on. You know, I'm continuing my research. I'm continuing my writing, and I got people from all over the place asking what the heck is going on. People are feeling that something is coming, and we're trying to just discern what it is, not panic, but be prepared. Use common mm-hmm. sense and raise our vibration a little bit so that we can be perceptive and discern what's going on. Because they're never going to tell us the truth about what's really happening on planet Earth. That's always going to be something we're going to find out for ourselves through our experience, until we begin to take control of our own lives,
mm-hmm.
take them back. And health is one of the first steps. I often mention that. You know, you can be spiritual, but if you're feeling sick, In body and in mind, it's very difficult to even sense what the spirit is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So they go hand in hand. In fact, the body and the mind are here to serve the spirit.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
You know, and we've got to take care of. So,
yeah.
Anything you want to add in closing, Tom? We've come to the end of the
know how you like the hemp products that I sent you.
Well, you know that I absolutely love them.
It was a loaded question, huh?
Well, for the new listeners, no, I'm not paid to say this. No, I have to say that Tom is a sponsor of Evident Footprints because he believes in the message, and he also knows that he has a wonderful product, and he wants to align himself with the truth. And there are a lot of people out there that claim to have the best product. I can tell you I've tried different hemp products, and these are great. They taste great. You feel great. You have energy. You can work for long periods of time. And Lord knows I put in long hours every day. I'm involved in a lot of things. And just if I'm being creative, I burn my energy up 10 times faster than anything else I do. And I'm still able to maintain a creative edge. I try all of the hemp products that you sent me, both the nuts in the shell as well as the hulled soft centers. In fact, I made a dish tonight with the soft centers. It was great. They're great for a snack.
And your parrot loves the seeds, huh?
Oh, yeah. He goes nuts. Well, he loves the soft centers, too.
You know, does he?
They're less of an effort.
Spoil him.
No, but he's a character without them, and I just noticed that he seems to be, I don't want to say more mellow, he's more even keeled.
Absolutely. Well, it balances the body. It balances the nervous system. It balances the endocrine system, and it balances all the body systems. So, yes, there will be a balance with the way he acts. And does he talk more? Does he sing more?
Well, he was already talking and singing quite a bit.
Have you noticed an increase? Because they say when birds eat it, a lot of the singing birds, they sing 50% more.
Well, he'll be singing all the time if he does that. Because he already sings 50% of the time.
Okay.
The rest of the time he's talking. And
wow.
He's quite talented, too. He's got perfect pitch. You can play a music chord for him, and he'll pick out the note he wants to sing.
Okay.
And of course, I have perfect pitch, so there'll be a time I'm not playing any music, and he'll start singing in a key. And
okay.
He usually sings in the key of B major. Oh, yes. That's his frequency. He sings in B major. And so I can play any chord, if it's got a B in it, he'll pick that note out. He's amazing. He'll just decide what note he wants to sing, and it always fits with the chord. And, you know, people say, well, animals, you have to teach them these things. They are extremely intelligent, and they are extremely discerning as well. They're very
wow.
spiritual, and they have higher gifts. They're more in tune with nature, so they're going to operate in a more natural way. It's simple. So when it comes to something like music, you know, even the sound of a cricket knows how to make the same tone. It's only capable of basically making one sound as it scratches its wings with its back legs, but they can make the sound rise and fall slightly with a portamento or what we call a glissando at the end of the tone. As they're even crickets, there's music in how they sing. Frogs
yeah.
are the same way, you know.
It's amazing,
so,
huh?
And of course birds, and I've gotten to where I hear a bird and I can tell the color of the bird and I can tell what species it is without even seeing it. And some
okay.
birds mimic other birds, but it's you know you gain a sixth sense for nature when you pay attention to it. Very few of us do, actually.
Well, I enjoy nature very much.
Yeah. An animal just knows. They know what's good for them and they know what's not good for them. And, you know, with exceptions, you know, if you don't teach your cat or your dog not to eat things off the ground or from the garbage can, you know, they're going to try everything until they get sick.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to be like a parent.
The animal hemp oil has been moving very, very successfully. And people just love that animal hemp oil for their dogs and their cats. It's really been astonishing how much I sold. I didn't think it would move as quickly as it does, but people love their animals, boy.
Well, you know? They're family. They're family.
Yeah, they love their animals. So they feed their animals better than they feed some people in their family, I think. But it's quite amazing to see that. So I'm getting very good results from the animals. I had a guy call me from Louisiana. His two dogs were hit by cars on the highway underneath and came out the back. He gave them 2 to 4 ounces of hemp oil with raw eggs. And the dogs were up and running around like nothing happened 2 days later.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to any pig farmers? Remember, we were talking about them getting lean and that they could become racing pigs.
Right.
I have another idea for you. If you make a banner and make it sort of a wraparound type of banner that they can tie it under the belly of the pig, you can have a Hemp USA banner.
That's a good idea. You know, I could put my new logo on one of those pigs. That's a great idea, man.
We're gonna make something out of this. Pretty soon somebody's gonna take us up on this idea. There's a farmer out there somewhere listening to the show in some part of the world tonight.
Yeah. Somebody just bought some product. And let's see where it's located. I just happened to go there real quick. It was, Jacksonville, Florida. Do they hear you in Jacksonville, Florida?
They hear us all over the world. So, I can't tell you 100% that's a listener.
Yeah.
But they can certainly let you know.
Well, I tell you honestly, I just can't wait till the new products come out, and they're very compatible with the hemp products, so it'll just go hand in hand with a cleansing regimen and a wonderful, incredibly nutritious food. You know, Don?
Mm-hmm. And, you asked me to talk about the products. I have to let the people out there know if you're a coffee drinker
and
you have to watch how much coffee you drink because you get a little bit wired and you experience heart palpitations, or if it makes you nervous or it's difficult to go to sleep at night, try the hemp coffee. I can tell you.
It will never make you nervous, and it will never give you a heart palpitation.
And
I can prove it because I drink 8 cups when I have it.
Yes, and it tastes great. And with all the Starbucks, there's a lot of people out there that drink Starbucks coffee, and they're closing hundreds and hundreds of their stores. So you want a quality coffee, try the hemp coffee from Hemp USA. How's that for a commercial?
Well, it really is the truth. I don't like coffee myself, but this coffee, I'm back into drinking it every day. I absolutely love it. It's just a tremendous coffee. I'm going to tell you why. It's grown under shade trees in Guatemala. I don't like the word organic. It is totally naturally grown. No herbicides, pesticides, anything is used. Absolutely wonderful coffee. It's probably one of the few in the world that is totally naturally grown. There is no MSG, there is no nicotine, and no chemicals found in this coffee. And that is why it will not affect your heart. But it will wake your brain up, right, Don?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it'll wake the brain up.
It keeps you alert.
I very much enjoy it. I actually put a little bit of stevia in mine with a little bit of milk, and it just, I don't know, just does it for me, you know. And a lot of the people in Canada, they drink it black. I just had a guy put a big order in yesterday, and he just drinks it black. And he's never had a coffee that did not affect him like this. And that's what everybody's coming back with emails, you know. So I want to let you know that I'm glad you experienced the same feeling.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, all you can do is make a pot of it and try a cup, and you notice the difference right away. You know, you finish your first cup of regular coffee, and it, you know, they put taste enhancers in coffee. And, and you know, we talked about the differences between caffeinated coffee and decaf, and it's basically a 1% difference between the two. But they have cutting agents that they use to extract more of the caffeine, and and you're using a 50% blend with the hemp, right? So
no, it's 25%.
Oh, is it 25%?
Yeah, it raises just enough of the frequency in that coffee to make it very special. I was told that they tried 50, it was too much. The blend, it took them a while to do, and they came up with 25%. It was the perfect mixture. So it's 75% Guatemala bean light roast and 25% hemp seed. And they're toasted separately and they're ground together. And before we go, Ed, I mean, Don, can I say something? I had taken my mom out for dinner the other night for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, this is very important. People in the audience would like to hear this. I confronted the waitress because my mom and I had ordered soup. And I said, you know, before I order the soup, I want to make sure there's no monosodium glutamate in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, well, everything is homemade here. I said, okay. I said, are you sure? I said, legally, you have to show me the ingredients of your food because I might be allergic to some things. So she went and got the manager. The manager goes, everything is homemade. All our soups are homemade. I says, well, I'd like to see what's in the soup. So he was very nice, and he went back, and he took the label off of this five-gallon pail that they get from a company. It wasn't homemade. It was a large amount of soup in a five-gallon pail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading the sticker, and Don, I swear, there were five different ingredients that were the same name for monosodium glutamate. You know, monosodium glutamate has 200 different names now. You know that, right?
It's being disguised, yeah.
So the guy goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Oh, my God. He couldn't believe it. I says, you've been a manager for 30 years in this restaurant industry, and you didn't know that there was monosodium glutamate in the soup that you're serving? He was overwhelmed. He was apologetic. Very nice, you know. But I said, Ma, I don't think we're going to have this because that affects me for 2-3 days. It makes my heart beat fast. It gives me headaches. It makes me sick. I break out because I'm very clean and I'm very sensitive to monosodium glutamate, you know. So we didn't have it, and he really appreciated it, and he's calling the company and tell them that they don't want to carry any soup with monosodium glutamate in it. So we can make a difference in people's lives if we just open them up to it. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that story with you, that monosodium glutamate is in almost everything, especially in restaurants. They want that taste bud to be tingled so you come back. So please, people in the audience listening to me, check your soups, check your foods at the restaurant, and don't be ashamed to ask the manager for what they're serving you. You have every right to ask the ingredients of your food, okay?
Yes.
And I wanted to come coffee. There is nothing in this coffee, and that's what makes it so special. That's what makes it so special.
You know what's interesting, too, is if I'm drinking a coffee that's a little bit on the bitter side, and really coffee shouldn't be bitter.
Most of it is.
But if it's on the bitter side, I will want to sweeten it a little bit, and I will use a raw sugar, like a turbinado sugar, which is the least refined of the sugars. And there are a lot of people using white refined sugar.
Oh, terrific.
And then there are more being conscious of what they're doing, you know, to their bodies with the sugar. They're using the various breeds, we'll call them, of aspartame. And aspartame is a sweetener, but it is also rat poison.
Absolutely.
Now, a packet of aspartame can easily kill a rat, and a person that's diluting it in a cup of coffee, over time, it has the same effect, but you have to consume a lot more. The human body is much larger than a rat's body, and the rate of metabolism is different. But why do they, you have to ask yourself the question, why do they use rats in the studies that they do for humans? And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are susceptible to many of the same illnesses and the same symptoms or effects or reactions to modified foods and toxic substances.
Yeah, now, but a lot of the tests running are not honest tests. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, I'm not at all implying that aspartame is good for you. It comes under a variety of names.
Hey, did you know Rumsfeld was the key person to bring that to pass in this country?
Oh yes, he made something like $12 million initially, just by getting it.
Disgusting human being, huh? My God,
yeah.
How would you? Why would a man like that want to bring a substance like that to the American people? It eats holes in the brain. It destroys the nerve endings.
Yes.
It's like mercury in your brain. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's it's a horrific food. Now, on the other hand, if people want something that's wonderful, I am carrying also from Canada the number one stevia in the world, cut with ribaticides. It is the most incredible sweetener, natural sweetener from a 2-foot plant. They're also growing it up in Canada now. It's not just in South America anymore. Did you know that, Don? The Indians are growing it now, and they're seeing that it's an incredible crop, and it's very profitable. And Coke is now realizing that stevia is a sweetening plant, and it's coming into their price range. And they said they're going to start using stevia. But we have the supreme quality. It's the best stevia in the world. Then we're going to have that up on the website eventually, too. Just I have to wait to get that in because that's a very big investment. But I really believe in a good sweetener. What was that?
I was going to say earlier when I was talking about the coffee, somehow we got sidetracked. Going to say that unlike some coffees, the hemp coffee, I don't feel I need to add sugar to it at all. I don't need to sweeten it. It's got just the right taste. That, you know, I tend to use sugar if a coffee is too acidic or too bitter.
Yeah, many people tell me the same thing. Yep, you're right. You're right. And that you to try to mask the taste to make it drinkable, right? Well, you're right. You don't have to do that with this, correct?
And then, you know, if I don't like the taste, I can always add aspartame, can I?
Yeah. It's probably already in the coffee, Don. It's got everything else in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention too is that the people that are conscious of that and are refraining from using artificial sweeteners, there's a reason why it's called artificial. It's not real. Okay? It's foreign to nature. It's manufactured. It's made up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's made in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
At least initially, okay? And it's a combination of chemicals that mimics the taste of something else. That's all it's doing is mimicking a taste. Everything else about it is toxic. Now, there are the folks that will buy a bottled water in a restaurant. They're conscious of drinking tap water. And I see this time, I'm not in restaurants that much, but when I'm in a restaurant with someone, I'll notice a table within earshot or maybe right next to me, I'm seeing someone ordering bottled water and they ask for a glass of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, what do you think they're making the ice from?
Well, yeah, obviously from tap water, and it's loaded with the toxins. Yeah, they're killing their own, they're not thinking, they're not using their brain.
Yeah. Or they do this with fruit juice. They'll order a fruit juice and they'll ask for a glass of ice. And again, it's the same thing. Or I'll hear somebody say, "Oh, you know, a glass of red wine would be really nice. It's good for your blood." And then they chill it. They chill it. I mean, you know, wine connoisseurs generally will drink red wine at room temperature. So
that's correct.
It just makes me cringe when I see them pouring a $50 bottle of red wine over a glass of tap water, frozen tap water.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
But that's their right. You know, we're just trying to let people know that these things are really going on. And there is also an awful lot of other substances in tap water. And what is the issue about tap water? Well, it's the fluorides. And fluorides are a byproduct of the aluminum manufacturing process. Think about that, folks. When they make aluminum, there's a byproduct that they have to dispose of. Someone in Germany years ago came up with the idea to put it into the drinking water of the people. And they noticed that people became passive and apathetic, non-responding to crisis situations. It inhibits the natural flow of all of the enzymes and juices that makes a person have a bit of an edge, and adrenaline might have something to do with that. You know, it changes your receptors to the point to where you become apathetic about what's happening around you. And I'm not saying we should be in a state of fear, but we should certainly be aware of things.
And it
lowers the frequency. Again, it's a substance that lowers your frequency. And when that happens, you're moving away from who you are and moving towards what they want you to be. Simple.
Right.
So, any closing comments? We're out of time here, Tom.
I do have a closing comment. If anybody is interested in detoxifying their body and putting the highest densely nutrient plant food in their body, to call hempusa.org at 908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Okay. Very good. Tom
and
James, thank you.
Again.
Thank you for coming on Evident Footprints, and we'll see you again on the 21st of this month.
Absolutely.
And you're on the night after I have Vincent Bugliosi on as my special guest.
Oh, really? The man that wrote the
Helter Skelter.
Execution of George W. Bush for murder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
We're gonna discuss his new book.
Wow.
And maybe even a little bit about Charlie Manson.
Wow.
We may draw some parallels, I'm sure.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that. You're on the night after that, so.
Okay, my friend. I'll listen to that show the night before, definitely.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, bless. And it was great talking to you. And I hope people got a blessing tonight. And it's always a blessing to be able to share things to help people. That's what it's about.
Well, you're doing great work, Tom, and I want to thank you for supporting my show as well as BBS Radio, and we hope this is a very long-lasting relationship. So I'm going to say goodnight for both of us to the listening audience. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Our special guest, Tom James, will be with us again on the 21st of this month. In the meantime, you can visit his website at hempusa.org. And special thanks to Donald Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and Seth Hendrick on the sound. And I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.